Welcome to the Recruiter Startup Podcast. Dulta Doherty here, and I just wanted to do a quick podcast on how to structure your business in the best way possible. And the secret here is to get an advisor or a mentor. It's something I haven't done, but I've had access to some amazing people by proxy of this podcast. And I suppose I just wanted to reflect on that. I've been approached quite a few times recently to be an advisor to certain people, and I usually give the same answer. I'm not the right person because I haven't been on a journey that's taken me from founding to scaling to exiting. So if I was to advise anybody, it would be on a 1-to-5 man operation where I could maybe automate and help them structure things in a certain way and play to the things that I know. But if you want to be the next Michael Page or Robert Walters or Hayes, or you want to create a massive new company, or you want to create a boutique that's going to scale and you want to get an exit for millions at the end of it, then you need to find an advisor that's been on that journey already. And I suppose some of the things you want to be asking yourself are, like, have they been through that themselves? As in, like, not just taking a client through it. And, you know, what did that look like? What was their experiences? You know, what were your winners? What were your losers? Like, have you taken clients through it? If so, when? And the timing is really important, because if somebody's selling you advisory services based on them selling their business in the 90s, then, I mean, the world's changed in the last 5 years. So you want to make sure that they've got recent winners and their winners are of the scale that you want to go at. So it really depends on your own, you know, ambitions. But a large part of this would be, you know, when you're making decisions, or if you're making, sometimes it can be quite lonely when you're running a business, because people who work for you tend to agree with you more than challenge you, and you can get into the same way of thinking, and you know, you create like a group think where you just don't have enough new things coming into your brain or to your environment. So it's really good to have somebody who can set milestones, be a sounding board for you, or even better, they could just have a model that works. So we had Saif from Digital Gurus on, and he discussed how they scaled to 70 odd people and had a buyout, and it was all down to the help of John O'Sullivan from Elite Leaders, and how that relationship fostered over the years was really interesting, and the advice that John was able to give them in a step-by-step process to get them up to that stage, I thought was really interesting. And then I've also had James Osborne on, and it was quite early in when I was doing the podcast, so perhaps I didn't have the same knowledge to ask the right questions of him as much as I would now. But what he offers, and as it begrudges me to give it a shout out, but Andy Morrell said that the Pirates organization works as well for them, and what both those platforms offer is everybody wants to be part of a gang. So if you put people, if you're running a business and people work for you, and all of a sudden you get to go into a room with loads of other people who are doing the same thing, you know, you'll share lots of information, not just what those programs are offering you, but what everybody else is doing. And it'll confirm some of the good stuff that you're doing, and it'll make it obvious some of the mistakes that you're making as well. So I really think it's important to have an outside influence. And then, look, there's different types of advisors as well. I mean, you could take in like Roy Ripper or Greg Savage or even Alex Moy and they could just blast out a bit of advisory service on demand on certain aspects. And depending on your size and your scale, then I think that's really valuable as well. Or maybe you're happy for people to have part ownership of your business and to give you a platform, and then it would make sense to, you know, find an arrangement with like Dave Hume or SSG or Rhys Jones, you know, and it all depends on where you want to go with things. And once you know where you want to go, you can work backwards on how to get there. And if I've learned anything in this podcast so far, it's that whenever I discover something that I need to learn, there's about 1,000 other things that come up from there. So these advisors won't have every answer for you. And sometimes when it comes to, I think, technology, definitely advanced sourcing, marketing and branding, I feel like a lot of the best stuff is from outside the industry. And I've had a few debates with Tris Revel on the podcast on that. And a lot of agencies aren't using their data right or finding the data, using it right and using it intelligently. And I think these advisory services will have some of that, but sometimes you need to look a little bit deeper. And in the internal recruitment community, there's a tremendous amount of information and advisory services in that world that you can apply from a sourcing perspective to your recruitment company. And that there's been a big kind of revelation to me on this. And then look, maybe you're starting out and you kind of don't know what type of company you want to get to. You just want to be able to build and maybe have a lifestyle business. Then I think we're looking at somebody like, we've had DSP on the podcast, David Stephen Patterson, and he has a lot of experience and a lot of experience helping one-man band recruiters who earn loads of money. And that would be something that would be worthwhile. And you don't even have to pay for all of this. Like, all these people are creating content that's out there that you can have a look at and maybe apply some of it yourself. But I suppose the thing that you're paying for is for them to, if they have a model or something that they can take out of the box that you can use, and I know DSP has something, and I think that is really important, along with having somebody to help you make those decisions and just to confirm that maybe you are making the right decisions. So that's just a wee thing on picking an advisor. And I've probably given you more questions than answers with that, but there's a lot of good things out there. And I suppose if you're taking anything from this short podcast, it's that pick where you want to get to, work backwards on the steps to get there. If you don't know what those steps are, start researching the best possible person to help you get there, and then make sure that they have a solution that you can like take out of the box and just go through it with milestones and timeline it and all the rest, and that they know exactly how to get you to the next stage. So that's it. Hope that helps, and we'll be back later on with another great podcast.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.